Welcome into our very first Cornhusker conversation of the season. We're starting off with a good one. Senior linebacker, Javen Wright, a single-digit guy, year number 7 for you.
Yes,
how does it feel going into another football season here at Nebraska?
Oh, feels great. Every year has been a blessing, but this year feels a little special just because it's my last one. I mean, it's my last go-around, my last stand, my last public service announcement. So we're gonna do it the right way.
So many things to get into with you. You have such a unique journey and story. But let's start with that number 0. The single digit means so much to this program. Obviously, a tradition that Coach Rule brought in. But how did you hear about it? What was that day like when you found out you were going to be a single digit guy?
Yeah, I was just walking around the whole new facility, new building, getting my stuff done. And then all of a sudden, Coach pulled me aside and was like, yeah, you got voted for a single digit. And I was like, wait, really? Oh, okay. I was a little excited, but I was trying to calm myself down in the moment. But I was like really excited because it means a big deal for this program and everything. So being voted is an honor and I'm going to wear it with pride.
That's awesome. Why number 0?
Oh, number 0. It represents a lot of stuff. But it just represents a new beginning, a new start. So I wanted to finish off the right way. So 33-0 has a lot of symbolism to it. But I think starting off fresh, starting off new, all the stuff that came before doesn't really matter anymore, in a sense. So having that new start in the beginning of the season, I think it's a good thing.
That's awesome. So. You know, when you decide to come back for year 7, I mean, just what was that process like, knowing that you wanted to take advantage of this and just being able to work through that to get to this point?
Right. So year 7, obviously year 6 had some challenges. So I already knew, I kind of knew in the back of my mind, 85% chance I was going to get this year back. So as soon as the season ended for year 6, I was already grinding and looking forward to year 7 because of all the stuff that I've been through. So when it got granted by the NCAA, I was already 4, 5, 6 steps ahead of the game before they even said yes. So I was already ready to go.
I don't know if a lot of people realize just what you went through last year, and just you didn't really get to practice much, but you showed up and you balled out on Saturdays. What was that like, just getting yourself ready when you were limited on what you could do throughout the week?
Right. I had a whole different schedule than everyone else. I couldn't hit during practice, so I would stay like 30 yards back and just mirroring everything, trying to mimic what I was going to see in the game. There's only so much you can do from back there, but I did the best I could. So with my experience as playing the year before and the years before, it helped me on Saturdays, and I'm very thankful that Coach allowed me to do that.
What did you learn, different about how you can prepare when you couldn't physically do what everybody else is doing?
Right. Doing extra stuff like film room, mimicking plays, and doing stuff on your own is big time. It can push you over the edge. It gives you the competitive edge that you need to even be out there and to be successful on the field.
How much were you then ready to just unleash when you did get to go out there on the field?
Oh, man. So, like, when warm-ups came during game day, I would make sure that I was, like, super physical. So when warm-ups came, I would just try to run my head into anything. I was just so eager to have some contact. And when I did a warm-up, I would just be so hyped up and ready to go for the game.
Coach Rule has told a lot, has gone back to that day, that conversation in his office when he realized that, hey, you're going to be limited, might hoping for USC. I think your dad was in there. But that conversation just being so emotional for him and a really monumental kind of moment for him. What do you remember about that, and how emotional were you in that moment?
Oh, I remember I knew the news was going to hit. I knew what was going to happen. I just didn't want to hear it at the time. So when I heard it, I just started crying. I remember just crying. I remember covering my face and crying. And then I told myself that you're going to be okay. We've been through this before, all in a split of a second. So I just stopped crying after like 10 minutes. So like I stopped crying and I knew what the next steps were. I let my emotions take hold of me for like 10 minutes and then I got back on my bearings. And then I noticed everyone else was kind of teary-eyed and crying around me. So I was like, okay, I guess it's safe to say that everyone cares around here and I know I'm going to get back and be back to where I was.
Was there something that you knew that you, it was wrong? Like, how did you start to feel? And I know this is something that you've battled, but what are the ways that you realize that, okay, there's something wrong with my body?
Yeah. So I know the sensations of a blood clot throughout the body since I've had two. So when the sensation happened again, I paused, I hesitated. It was in the morning. So I was getting ready for I was getting ready to go to the facility to get breakfast and get ready for practice. And I paused for a second and I was like, I feel this sensation again. But I'm telling my mind, like, yeah, it's fine, you'll be okay. And then it kept coming back, like, quicker and quicker and quicker. And that's when I knew, like, my leg was starting to, like, feel a little off. So I was like, okay, so I'm going to have to call this in and figure out the next steps.
So, and this has, again, been a process, and you've had multiple conversations with people. I know you probably multiple times have said maybe you shouldn't play football, right? What has kept you battling through that one? Probably a lot of people are saying maybe you should think about hanging this up.
Right. No knock on people that do say that. I know where they're coming from, a place of care, but I think dreams should be bigger than any complications that come your way. So anything that tries to stop me on the way through this journey is going to get ran through, or it's going to be moved around. So it's gonna be hard for me to get knocked off the path that I want to get to.
Were there times, though, that you thought, why am I doing this?
I think, like I said, I'm not like a superhuman where I'm like always positive. I've been through literally every emotion that goes with football and life at a young age. So, that's passed over me a couple times, but I know that leaning back onto why I do this, what I want to become, who I want to be in this lifetime, and on the football field, it overpowers that whole sensation completely.
I was going to say, what do you love so much about this game, being a part of this team that kept driving you to get back?
Yeah, the people on this team are amazing. Like, being around them, I sometimes just sit there and, like, be silent just so I can observe how great the people are on this team and how they interact with each other. It's truly outstanding. And I think I, as a seventh year, it's like, because I've seen cultures being built and destroyed and different relationships being formed. And it's easier to see when you've been around for a long time. So it's fun to watch all these people around me on the team just come and love on everyone else on the team. So it was easy for me to fight for them and try to come back. And then this football, it means like everything. I mean, since I was 5 years old, when my dad was doing little drills in the living room, when I was running around the ottoman 200 times as a little kid, I just always loved it. And then it's a lot more than a game to me.
So then it, circling back to being voted as one of those guys, it means a lot to, I know, everybody, but it has to mean even extra to you.
Oh, it means actually everything to me. It's one of the milestones that I wanted since I've been here. I've been wanting a single digit, and not having it is fine. 33 was, it's a staple in my life, but zero is another big staple in my life. So just being handled a single digit, it's cool. But being voted a single digit is a whole different story.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
The move to linebacker, when you got here and early on, you were pretty settled into being a defensive back. That was
right.
That was your role. Coach Rule has talked about the story that with your dad and, hey, we think you might be a fit at linebacker. How did you come to terms in accepting, like, maybe this is my position?
Yeah. So at first I was not for it because I knew I could have stayed in the DB room. I think they know that too, but my best chance they thought was to go to linebacker, and at first I was not for it. I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that. My dad had to sit me down and then tell me, yeah, you're going to have to fight your ego and switch over to positions. They still love you. They know you're capable of doing anything, but they want you a linebacker they think is the best fit for you and your future and the team. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to sit down with myself and be like, okay, I'm going to switch to linebacker.
So now that you are to the point where you accept the position, you love the position, what is it that you feel like your game suits being a linebacker? Yeah. That was the right move for you.
Right. I'm still taller for the position, but, like, it's so much since I'm, like, so intellectually smart in the game, since I've been around it for so long, it's easy to have recognition or awareness of the offense and what they're doing. So linebacker, big part of it is awareness and what's about to happen and being controller of your defense and the checks that you have to make. So it kind of suits my game where I'm in the middle and I'm making checks with the DBs and with the D-line. So it's fun that way.
The physical part of it too. I mean, one time you and I talked and you talked about, I know what my dad was known for. I'm different.
Right.
But have you had to, like, maybe tap into that family bloodline of being a little bit more physical?
I am physical. I am physical. But, I've been physical, but it kind of shows more. I give more opportunity to show how physical I am in this position. So it shows on the field, on tape, that I am physical, and I think my dad really loves it too. So, like, he always, I can see a big smile on his face whenever I put my nose into a pile or I'm jumping on a pile or I'm tackling somebody.
What was your dad like just through the whole process of this whole journey of the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of getting to this point?
Right. I mean, like, every relationship, there's ups and downs, but he's always been steady with me. Whenever there's a problem, he's on the flight to come see me for a couple days, just to make sure my mental is right and how everything's good here. He just showed up yesterday. He just left today, so he was just making sure that I was okay, getting ready for the season. He's just always by my side. Even if our relationship is rocky, he's always next to my side, and I can't thank him enough.
You watch him on the sideline, you can tell how proud he is of you, but how much he loves this place.
Right.
He loves being a Husker, and he loves that you're a Husker.
Right. So every time he comes here, it's like a big family reunion. I see all these famous Nebraska players come stop by my house, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what's up, Rashawn? What's up? What's up, JP? Whatever. And I'm like, yeah, he really does love this place. And then, like, every time he tries to always call me and be like, can I come? And I'm like, yeah, you can come anytime.
How special is it that not a lot of dads and sons can share this kind of experience? How special has that been for you?
Very special, because, like, we can relate in some aspects, but we can also differ in other aspects because he's from a different era than I am. So football has changed over the years, and just to be able to bounce off ideas and bounce off different concepts in the game of football, in the game of life that comes inside of football, it's always perfect.
So going into this year, everything, you know, again, the position change, the health battles, everything, your game-wise, where do you feel, how do you feel going into this season?
Right, I feel at my peak right now. I mean, I obviously have a lot to grow. I mean, every player has a lot to grow, but I've worked on things that I wasn't able to work on last year due to some adversity, as you know. But having, like, being more appreciative of practice and being more deliberate in practice, it helped me become a better player. So stepping on the field, I am way more confident than I ever was.
What are some of the things that you've learned about yourself, about life, throughout these last 7 years?
That's a lot. I have a lot of themes, a lot of to take from. My story is just full of perseverance, and I would say having a belief system in whatever you believe in, and a belief system in yourself to be able to keep hitting rock bottom or whatever the bottom you hit, and to be able to pick yourself up and climb back up that mountain several times, and knowing that you will get back to the place that you were, and any obstacle that comes your way, you're gonna defeat it, is one of the biggest themes in my story that you can take from.
Oh, I love that. That's great. You're into a lot of things though besides just football. What else interests you when you're not on the football field?
Okay, so I have a lot of hobbies, even though I don't really have time to do a lot of hobbies, but I do a lot of artwork. I have a clothing brand. I watch a lot of TV. I'm a movie junkie. I like doing outdoor stuff like I have like a not a motorcycle, but like I do biking, running, working out. Obviously, that goes with football, but I can name you a bunch of other stuff. But
All-time favorite movie?
300,
Okay.
300, very inspirational.
All right. Is favorite sports movie?
Remember the Titans?
Nice.
You can't go wrong.
You know, just there's a lot of programs that might not have had the patience to help you work through this and been through this with you. But what does the staff, Coach Dvorak, Coach Rule, just the people here mean to you for being by your side throughout this whole thing?
Means everything to me. They've done more than they're asked. Like they showed support when they didn't need to, and it means a lot to me. They might not know it though, but from me to them, I would say thank you for everything. Even the older staff, I thank them too. They've been super supportive. I've never felt this type of love in actually anywhere, so.
I love that. Coach Butler, being the defensive coordinator, what excites you about him leading the charge for this defense?
Very detailed, very his football IQ is so high that he expects everyone else's football IQ to be high. So if you're on the field, you know that you know a lot about football. You can trust your teammates that they've watched film, they've done everything. So we can be football aware, and with that comes with physicality and execution.
How exciting is it? And what is it like being that there's a lot of guys on this football field you've played a lot of football with?
Right.
Marquise Buford, Deshaun Singleton, Malcolm Hart. I mean, you can go down the list of guys that you've battled with a lot.
Right.
What is that like when you run out there on Saturdays with those guys?
Oh, it feels great. We call us the OGs, but the OGs, we definitely have a lot more chemistry than the other players just because we've been with each other for so long. We've been with different coaches, different staff, different events that happened in Nebraska, but we've all done it together. So being on the field with them, the chemistry will always be there, and I don't think that'll ever go away.
Are you approaching year seven any differently? How are you trying to approach it this year?
I've always been a wise guy, as I've been told. So I've been taking in my time in what I'm doing stuff. So like I've always been rushing, like, oh, I need to get this done, I need to get this done. But I do have a sense of urgency still, but like stopping and smelling the roses for the last time is always a good thing, especially when it's your last go around. So looking at the roses that you watered for over 7 years and smelling them once in a while is not a bad thing. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, great stuff as always. Appreciate your time. I'm glad we started with you here to open up this season. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And Javen Wright here with us on this week's Cornhusker Conversation presented by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your every day since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics.